This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, saving that of knowing that I do your will. Amen. That prayer attributed to St. Ignatius of Loyola, one of my favorite prayers, and one that certainly fits the theme of today's gospel. Good morning. It was 1982. I had just turned 26 years old and was ordained a priest. I was assigned to De Pere, Missouri, to the Church of St. Clement of Rome. It was a high-profile assignment, and with it came an ancillary assignment to be the chaplain of a nursing home called Chastain's. It was a very well-known place at that time in St. Louis where people of note stayed, and I was to go there each week to offer a Eucharist and to preach a sermon. And for most of the people who lived there, it was their weekly worship service. They invited their families to come and join them. It was a big deal. And so for me, doing it for the first time, I wanted to be on. And so I had done my best to prepare this incredibly erudite, wonderful sermon that certainly was going to make all of those people feel just great about being Christians. And as I was walking into their chapel and was just walking up the aisle to go to the sacristy to get vested, you know, as we grow older, the filter that is usually between our thoughts and our mouths sometimes doesn't function very well. And I heard this voice say, "He's awfully young. What could he have to say to us of any value?" A bit crestfallen, I just continued to go into the sacristy and get vested for my service. And I came out and I had practiced. I knew the parts of the liturgy. Came to the sermon, and I thought, I'm really going to wow them here, and they're going to understand that this young whippersnapper really has something of value for them. And I was about 3 minutes into this, what I thought was this wonderfully erudite sermon about hope, even in the midst of suffering in our lives. There was this lady who was sitting right here in the second row who shouts out, "Oh, shut up." Not exactly sure what to do, I went down to her and I said as nice as I could, "No, that's not a very nice thing to say." To which she responded, "Yeah, but it's the truth. There's nothing that you've got to tell us that's going to be any help." Wow. As a 26-year-old, I wasn't sure what to do. You start doubting everything. Doubting that perhaps I even had a call to this life. I mean, this is my first experience, and I thought I was on, and this is what I get. And I went home that day, and luckily, the word spread quickly what had happened. And there was an old friend of mine who was very wise who pulled me aside right away and said, "You have to remember that whether you're a priest or just a Christian, your job is not to be successful. Your job is to be faithful. And there will be times when the success is not going to come with the faithfulness." Great words of wisdom, and really set me on the right path. This is what Jesus is doing today in this gospel. This is a continuation of what we heard last week. And if you remember from last week, Jesus is getting ready to send out these disciples as apostles. But the important thing to remember is even when we become apostles of going out there and doing the work and sharing the word, we are still disciples of Jesus. That doesn't go away. We are still under his yoke. We are still to do it the way Jesus would have us to do it. And this is what he is trying to impress upon them today, because he knows they are going to meet rejection. And he wants them to be ready for it so it doesn't deflate their balloon and they just give up or blow up. And if there's a theme to the sermon today, it's when we encounter rejection, don't blow up and don't give up. Now, there is a section in this gospel that's missing between last week and this week, and there's a phrase in there that we all know because we've heard it, and it's where Jesus says to them, when you experience rejection, when you are leaving, shake the dust off of your feet as a testimony against them. Now, why would he say something like that? Well, remember, first of all, last week at the end, he says, don't go to the Gentiles. He says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's telling them to go to their own family, their own communities, their own friends. And he knows that even there, not everybody's going to buy into this. So he wants them to be ready for that. So when he's saying that son will be against father and daughter against mother and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law and all that stuff, this is what he's saying, because he knows that not everybody, they were good Jews, and not all of them were going to buy into this Jesus thing. So he wants them to understand, don't let that deflate you, but go ahead and do what you are called to do. With that experience with that particular lady at my first chaplaincy Eucharist at Chastains, and so many times in our lives, you know, the thing is, we all have blessings to give. But sometimes those blessings are just not going to be received by the people we would like to give them to. And that's too why Jesus said last week, though, harvest is plenty, but laborers are few. The harvest is plenty. They don't accept you there. Don't blow up. Just move on somewhere else where your message might be received. You know, this is what Jesus does. When he goes out and he's preaching and teaching, think of all these experiences. The people who come to him afterwards and ask the questions and show some interest, he knows, here is ripe and fertile ground of somebody who is open to receiving the word. That's how he ends up with these 12 disciples, soon to be apostles. And it's the same for us. When we meet rejection, don't blow up. Because unfortunately, our woundedness always gets in the way. We don't do revenge well as human beings because we always go overboard and we don't do it right. And that's why in Romans 12, there's that line, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Let God take care of that. Nothing will remain covered. All will be uncovered, as he says today. Let God take care of that, and we move on to where we might be a blessing for somebody else. And don't give up. That would be so easy for us to do. He says in the gospel today, 4 times, either don't fear or don't be afraid. Because he wants us to know and understand that he's there for us. Have you heard the story? Probably it's an old Aesop's fable about the man and the boy and the donkey. They're walking along. They're going along to market, and they're walking alongside with the donkey walking with them, and a countryman comes up and says, you fools, a perfectly good donkey and neither one of you is writing it. And so out of embarrassment, the old man puts the boy on the donkey, and they begin to walk again. And then somebody sees them and complains, well, that ridiculous boy, healthy boy, and he's making that man walk alongside the donkey. Frustrated, the boy gets off the donkey, the man gets on the donkey. They begin to walk again, and two mothers see them and say, what a rude man that is, making that little boy walk all the way along by himself. Frustrated again, they both get on the donkey. Then there are two animal rights people who see them. How ridiculous and unfair it is that you are overburdening that donkey. So they decide, what are we going to do now? So they get poles. They tie the donkey's feet to the poles, and the man and the boy carry the donkey towards the market. But they come to a bridge, and one of them trips, and the donkey falls into the river, and being tied up to the poles, it drowns. Moral of the story, in my words, are, if you do the right thing, you might fall on your ass. But if you don't do the right thing, your ass might fall on you. We're supposed to do the right thing. And when we stay connected to God in relationship as disciples along the way, this is what he's trying to assure us of today. We don't need to worry about success. The harvest is plentiful. You don't find success here? Well, then God has something greater and bigger in store for us somewhere else. So move on. Don't give up. Don't blow up. Just move on. There is a great story told of a lady by the name of Sevilla Martin. And she and her husband back in 1905 were traveling around New York, and they meet this couple that intrigues them. And she tells us that the couple's names were Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle. Mrs. Doolittle was bedridden for 20 years. Mr. Doolittle was incurably crippled and living in a wheelchair, but went to work every single day. And she says that everybody they met, they continued to be an inspiration and witnessed incredible love and hope that comes from being Christian. And intrigued by this, she writes that she then sat down and she wanted to ask, what is the secret? Mrs. Doolittle's response was simple. She said, his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Sevilla Martin went home that night. She wrote a poem. She gave that poem to a friend. And it today is still one of the greatest hymns that we sing in the English language, and we'll sing it today at communion. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. May that be our song when we experience rejection, knowing that we shouldn't blow up, we shouldn't give up, we should just look up. Amen.